First up today, we've got all the travel news you can use with Graham Kemlow.
Cruise tourism is delivering nearly $5 billion annually to the Australian economy from 1,236 ship visits to Australian ports. But there is concern that cruising growth has stalled because of ongoing port capacity constraints. Figures for last year were released this week in a joint report commissioned by the Cruise Lines International Association and the Australian Cruise Association to show similar figures to the previous year. More than 17,000 full-time jobs were supported by the direct spending of 3.5 million cruise passengers, crew and cruise lines while in Australian waters. Presenting the report, Joel Katz, the Managing Director of the Australian Division of Cruise Lines International Association, said Australia was one of the world's most appealing cruise destinations with potential for an even greater contribution to the local economy. But he warned that the nation's cruise gateways were at crisis point and there needed to be solutions to the current capacity restraints to ensure future growth. Qantas has announced a new code share agreement with KLM Royal Dutch Airlines that will give travellers a wider range of options when flying to Europe from Australia. Under the agreement, passengers will be able to fly from Australia to Singapore to connect with the KLM service to Amsterdam. Earlier this year, Qantas reintroduced its code share agreement on Air France flights to Paris via Hong Kong and Singapore. Qantas says the new code share agreements are part of the company's strategy to build strong partnerships with other airlines to improve travel options for its customers heading to Europe. Many cabin crew on Australian Airlines have been sexually harassed at work, according to a survey by the Transport Workers Union. Of 419 cabin crew who completed the survey, 65% reported being harassed by colleagues or customers. Of the respondents who reported sexual harassment, half said it happened to them more than four times, yet only 16% reported it. A wealthy Singapore couple have agreed to buy Great Keppel Island on Queensland's Great Barrier Reef in a deal reportedly worth more than $50 million. The couple, with an Australian associate, have agreed to buy a 162-hectare portion of the island with approval for a $400 million luxury casino resort that will include a 250-boat marina and a golf course. The last major resort on Great Keppel Island was closed a decade ago, and since then, several operators have continued to do business there, including a backpackers resort and a pub. Keppel Island Resort was a famed party destination in the 1990s, known for its slogan, Get Wrecked on Keppel. The island's 15 kilometres off the coast of Yeppoon on the Capricorn coast of central Queensland. Australians love to be pampered when they travel and are booking luxury travel at a record rate, according to research from the luxury travel network Virtuoso. The company says Australians make 25% more luxury trips than the international average and are the world's second highest consumers of business class airline tickets. The research found that Australians are always looking to new and interesting destinations that other travellers have still to consider. Virtuoso believes Australians are also willing to pay more for the best experiences and switch their loyalties for service that exceeds their expectations. The report found that Australians take a higher number of international trips than the global average, are less thrifty when it comes to budget setting, and more likely to use a travel advisor. It also found that the average Aussie expenditure for a luxury trip was around $13,000. Sir Richard Branson and Virgin Australia staged the world's first meditation flight last week when the flight departed Sydney with 65 special guests on board. All guests were treated to a hot towel service and hand massages before a guided meditation at 30,000 feet by Australian wellbeing company Smiling Mind. Virgin founder Sir Richard Branson told guests that integrating mindfulness into our everyday lives is just as important as eating well and exercising regularly. He said he was excited to see Virgin Australia embedding mindfulness into the workplace and onboard flights. We want to encourage more passengers to use their time flying with Virgin Australia to exercise their mind through meditations on the in-flight entertainment system, he said. Early next year, Virgin Australia will announce other ways to assist anxious travellers in flight. What about a drink? Finally, here's a tale that could probably only happen in the United States, where a passenger was removed from an Orlando flight when she attempted to fly with her, quote, emotional support, unquote, which turned out to be a squirrel. A Frontier Airlines spokesperson said the passenger had alerted the airline that she would be bringing an emotional support animal on the flight to Cleveland, but she did not mention that it was a squirrel. The airline does not allow rodents, including squirrels, on Frontier flights. The Orlando Police Department said the squirrel's owner had boarded the plane, but when airline crew noticed she had a cage containing the squirrel, they asked her to get off. Authorities said the passenger vacated the plane when police arrived and that they did not have to take any action. Phew. That's Travel Writers Radio News for this week.
I thought that one would amuse you, Graham.
Yeah, I had trouble reading it.